Millionaires Michelle Obama, Julia Louis-Dreyfus whine about how hard life is for women in America. By Warner Todd Houston on July 10, 2025. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and her guest, actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, both of whom are multimillionaires, are being criticized for complaining about how hard life is for women in America today. Dreyfus appeared on Wednesday's episode of Obama's Emo podcast when the topic turned to the plight of women in America. Obama argued that there are landmines and barriers put in place for women to overcome, and it is so much harder for them to achieve in America. Women, we have so many landmines, and barriers, and don'ts, and limitations, the former First Lady exclaimed. Michelle Obama, $75 million worth, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, $250 million worth, complain about how difficult life is for American women. Twitter.com/4WV5BMKGBM. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, July 10, 2025. She then addressed her brother and co-host, Craig Robeson, saying, "I mean, Craig, you're the guy at the table. But I think it's important for all guys listening, especially men raising daughters, to realize that difference. And that thing that inadvertently, as you are loving and raising these beautiful girls, there are so many rules that make us small." For her part, the Seinfeld star heartily agreed and said that all these barriers are baked in without our knowing it, baked into American society. "And I wish I could, I remember people saying, oh, well, she's a female doctor. As opposed to just, she's a doctor," Dreyfus added. Meanwhile, societal markers seem to dispute Obama's claim. Take college graduation rates, for instance. By 2022, 58% of all bachelor's degrees were earned by women. That is compared to 37% for men. Meanwhile, 60% of college grads are women compared to only 40% being men, according to AA.org. The job market does not exactly seem overly weighted toward men, either. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2024, the labor force participation rate for men ages 16 to 24 was 61.2%, and for young women, it was 59.6%. So, that is fairly close to the same, with men only having a slight advantage. In another part of the conversation, Obama insisted that women are forced to grow up with less certainty than men. "We were always hedging, you know, because in the back of our minds, we weren't raised with the certainty of maleness that, you know, kind of the confidence that young men in their 30s have, which they haven't earned. They just have it," she told Dreyfus. Many social media users found Obama's claims hard to believe. This is what being out of touch with reality sounds like. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, July 10, 2025. "These women too crying about barriers? STFU. Don't hold them as representative of women nor role models for girls. Try it. Riley_Gaines_@SageSteel. Truly represent and definitely role models. Whiny, classless grifter Mike, probably not role model for women ever." Lisa Timmons, at Lisa_Timmons, July 10, 2025. "These women don't need a voice. They need perspective. Michelle Obama, $75 million, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, $250 million, are out here complaining about how hard it is to be a woman in America. Meanwhile, real women are out here juggling kids, rent, groceries, and gas with zero security." Radically Right, at radicallyright_, July 10, 2025. "The irony of multimillionaire elites lecturing on struggles would be laughable if it weren't so detached from reality. While privileged DC insiders host podcasts to lament imaginary hardships, real Americans battle inflation, stagnant wages, and a border crisis fueled by Dogi, at Dogi_gov, July 10, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X @WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.